What does it do?
Good morning. Turn me down in the headphone.
Wow. Oh, sorry about
Whoa.
That.
Yeah, did I just kill everybody?
I don't think so.
Are y'all still there?
Do it again.
Good morning.
Is that better?
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Yeah. We're good.
Good morning, AJ.
Morning, AJ.
Did I just blow your ears through the speaker? That's how we'll find out. Michelle will tell us without prompt as well.
She'll let us know. What up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Fiancés, how is this Thursday treating you so far?
Yeah.
Oh. Ambush, how about you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure.
Tell me.
Because, you know, I love sleeping in my bed past 6:30. So.
Very much so.
I want to take that cozy feeling with me all over the place.
Mm.
So I got all bundled up, only to step outside and it be spring.
Okay. Not true.
Yeah.
No.
It's like 60 degrees out there right now.
Also not true.
For anyone listening, don't worry about a coat today.
Wow.
Put what?
Bad.
Well, maybe it's not 60 degrees. However, it is much warmer than anticipated. And I was like, oh, man. Ugh, I don't got these layers on now. So, yeah, it's my morning.
Well, that's what layers are for. Mm. So what it sounds like to me is you've done a wonderful Pacific Northwest morning, you know?
Okay.
You prepared yourself.
All right.
You have all the tools you need to stay warm and dry.
Hmm.
And if you don't need them, they can go into your fancy backpack.
It is fancy.
Yeah, it is.
That's how I stay prepared.
So.
Word to Scar.
Prepper.
Don't call me a prepper.
Did you call yourself Scar? Like Scar from the Lion King?
Be prepared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd rather be called that?
Than a prepper?
Yeah, I think it may be kind of the same.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know why I feel this type of way about that, but I like, don't call Scar a prepper. That is like, why are we, you know, I don't know. He's royalty. We don't want to sully his name.
AJ said, Ambush, we're wearing coats. I see you're a part of Team Riddick today. And I'm going to live with that one. Kyle, is there any way when you put the text messages into the description that you just like, just put that one?
In bold? As a highlight?
As a highlight, yeah. Like it needs to be the thumbnail.
With the emojis. We need the emojis in there. Oh man.
You already going, AJ. I'm with it.
Team Riddick. Wow.
He's like, who needs coats when it's not pouring down rain and not 20 degrees?
AJ, I was all bundled. I had my hair tucked. I had my hoodie on, threw a coat on top of it. And just like, ooh, you know how you give yourself that little preemptive shiver before you actually get cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did that going out the door. I was like, ooh, all right. Get out the door and it was like, what the heck? Flowers in bloom. What's going on? It's so hot out here.
I want better for global everybody warming. Listening.
Yeah. You know, got you guys said, you know, climate change.
Since you guys say climate change.
Right now with the climate's not changing, whatever, guys. So yeah, that's my Thursday so far.
I'll tell Sans,
you dealing with me. How was your Thursday? Sans, my shenanigans.
Yeah, you've been shenanigans.
Again and again.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm awake. Mm. And I think I made it here. And those are the two things I know so far. You know?
I know that's right.
Trying not to get ahead of myself. I've had an incredibly uncontrollable, like, emotional roller coaster of a week, but it isn't new outside things making it emotional. I think I'm closing it. I've just spent days crying.
She's like, yeah, my pillows
might be on the way out, man. I don't know. where I'm like literally laughing. Like Ambush and I were cracking up yesterday, and I'm just like tears streaming down my face.
Yeah.
And I, yeah. Like, yeah. So, I mean, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm on the verge of tears. I don't know why.
Right. It's morning.
I'm awake.
You know, it could be.
That's all it takes.
It could be the transition of seasons because we're not in spring.
Ambush, I want you to reel this in. And the reason why. What? We have had one winter event. One. Okay? And I think that we all are starting to truly understand that what the winter means is not December, January, February anymore. It is January, February, March here. Spring don't start till the end of April. Maybe May.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Like, we get snow events late February.
It's true.
Early March.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part is not for me to report. But a reminder that, you know, you're still going to need a coat. And no flower is in bloom.
All just right. yet. All right. Well, I want to share a highlight of the week.
Oh.
A text message we got from one of our fiancés, Kate.
Oh, boy. This is quite the show-off moment for you.
Well, you know, so...
Shout out to Kate.
Shout out to Kate, one of our fiancés on Patreon. And, I'm trying to remember. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Confused that Ella's one of our fiancés. But this is just, you know, close personal homegirl. This is fam.
Yeah.
You've known Kate for God knows how many years. Decades.
So many years.
Yes. One of Kate's littles. This is a conversation. So, one of the kiddos just got the Millennium Falcon, but the all-black version, the dark version of the Millennium Falcon is a Lego. And
Lego set?
Lego set. And it's huge. It's amazifying. This kid loves Legos. Loves them. And because he
Dex
loves Legos.
Loves Legos, and he also loves every superhero outfit. And he loves Broadway.
Boom. Come on.
He's our child.
Yeah. That's listen. So Kate sends us this text thread. And it starts out with Dex, and he's saying, oh no. All right. She said, Dex is just finishing up building the Dark Falcon Lego he got for Christmas. And I asked him if he wanted to have a friend over to play with it. Dex says, yeah, I think I'll invite Uncle Am over to play. Kate says, okay, cool. Why Uncle Am? Dex says, he likes Legos and Star Wars and me.
Duh. I'm in.
Hello.
That's my kind of play date.
Kate says, that's true. He does like all of those things, Dex. And here it is, guys. Yeah, he's a young guy. You wouldn't understand. Yeah. And it's in those moments that it's like, the children are the future.
Yeah.
You know? From the mouth of babes.
Indeed.
I'll run that back for you. Yeah.
Oh.
He's a young guy. You wouldn't understand. Kate says, oh, really? Mm-hmm. How old is Uncle Am? Dex, like 30, maybe. Way younger than you.
Yikes.
Kate says, wow. What about Auntie Morgan? Dex, oh, she's even younger than Uncle Am.
Yeah, she is.
She would come, too, so we can play Legos and dress up.
See?
Bam.
We're going to have the best play date ever.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Heck of a week.
I am in love with the shade that kids give their parents. I don't love receiving it, but I love the shade that kids give their parents. Like, oh, you wouldn't understand. Okay. He's way younger than you.
Way.
Like,
way.
First of all, it. No. And second of all, no.
It's
anyway,
great. It's great.
Can you tell me who this text is from?
Matt.
Good morning, Matt. Matt says, I'm with Ambush. It's going to be a high of 51. No jacket.
Hello.
Maybe a long sleeve.
This is what I'm talking about. Tank tops.
Okay. Ambush? For a person who has spent their entire time living here making fun of people who put shorts on when it becomes 48 degrees, maybe.
Babe.
Don't lean in so hard.
I'm just saying, maybe I understand now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Climate change.
True. This is a climate change, adapting to your environment.
I don't know what has happened. I used to be like, I feel like when I, you know, when you were outside traveling more, meaning as a kid and going to school and either walking or getting on the bus and whatnot, like, I was very quick to be like, nope, there don't need a coat today.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Don't need a coat today. I have my backpack.
It's good to keep
long
you warm.
Long sleeves and a backpack? Hello, that's the, a coat. Is
the
it
heat
not?
From that backpack, bro.
Yo.
On your back. The sweating. No, it's true, though. Yeah. You had to dress down when you had a backpack. Because that, if you put too many layers on, you are soaking wet, dripping with sweat by the time you get to school. Wow. I run hot, too. So those are terrible days for me.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. Nasty.
Mm-mm. Before we get too far, I do want to give a quick little shout out to our fiance, Michael D. With the band Sin City Ramblers, who hit us up this week with some really just great words of encouragement, a show of community.
That's what I'm talking about.
And a banging song. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to you, Michael. Thank you so much for the email. Means the world. I don't even know where our email address is listed. So this is how bad I am at all of the things.
I think it's in our link tree on our Instagram.
Oh, okay. So when we get an email, I usually don't see it immediately, or I'm very confused. Like, someone knows where we are? And they're a little more frequent lately. So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
For real. Thank you very, very much. Fiancés, I have a question. This is, I need you to let us know. Mm-hmm. Have you changed your shopping habits recently? Did I put an N in there?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Is my nose stuffed up? Mm-hmm. AJ, can you hear me?
Come Fandango.
Have you changed your shopping habits? So there have been, you know, different boycotts called. So no Target. Targeting Target.
Their stocks are reflecting the boycott.
Have you maybe re-upped your membership to Costco if you hadn't in a while? There's a few polls out there that are saying, you know, there's a quarter of Americans are changing their habits based on morals and the way that things align with them.
Wow.
And that's tight. I want to know. I haven't been a targeter in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So some boycotts are easier than others, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I only go there for erasers.
Okay. This isn't even true.
Because you clock my every move?
Certainly not.
Okay, then. So.
No one could.
So how do you know I don't shop for erasers at Target?
What do you buy erasers for?
To erase, Morgan.
Okay.
To the name.
Where do you get your pencils, I guess?
Well, that's a separate place. I don't buy my pencils and erasers from the same place.
Strange. But yeah. I also don't ever see you write with a pencil.
But this is because you're not paying attention to me at home.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. You have to step up your banta. Ain't no way that's true.
Nice try, Ambush.
Yeah, not going for it. AJ said, yes, I have, though I was already shopping at local spots like Goodies, Well Spent, and Sheridan Fruit Company. Shout out to Sheridan Fruit Company.
Sheridan Fruit Company got that
keep
work.
Keep it popping, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got that work in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a thing that feels good about not supporting places that don't support you, you know?
Or support genocides.
That certainly means the same thing to me.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because I don't think that you can be for humans and be for genocide. There's, you can't be for both.
Sorry.
And it's very easy to recognize who is putting, you know, profits over people. And that, I mean, that is, I think, the fabric of our lives here. But yeah. Could be different, should be different, should can be different. And many of us already live that way. But it is nice to see that reflected in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have, you know, other people being like, boycotts don't really do anything, you know?
Right.
Like, or, I mean, boycott that place, but buy my stuff out of that place. Let me not get myself riled up, as they say.
Well, that's life, man.
Getting riled up?
Getting riled up. That's life under this administration.
Yeah.
I put everything under this administration. Like, any time of the day, no matter what the subject. I'm like, in this economy, under this administration?
I'm telling you, we're in a bad way.
Just the way I end sentences.
Yeah. It's such a weird place to be, too, because a lot of it has just been, it isn't that different, you know? And then they're warp speeding everything else. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Got a text. Said Northeast Sheridan's. You try that Philly cheesesteak.
That's not what that says.
What's that say?
Regarding. R-E. That's an R-E, not an N-E.
Oh, regarding Sheridan's.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to up the font size over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You try that Philly cheesesteak and a sausage?
I'm sorry?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Philly cheesesteak in a sausage. Explain.
What?
I have been particularly delighted with the Philly cheesesteak egg roll from Jay's Wraps and Cuts.
Yeah, that thing's on point.
Banging.
Yeah.
But what do you mean in a sausage? Explain.
This sounds like a thing I should definitely
try.
Be putting on the grill.
I don't know.
Ooh.
That's not what it sounds like to me. It sounds like we need more.
Need more info?
Yeah. Because Philly cheesesteak in a sausage?
Grill it up. Put it on a roll. Let's go.
Do we love it? AJ?
Well, it wasn't AJ. That was someone else.
Oh, my bad.
But, you know, fiance, tell us about this Philly cheesesteak sausage.
Ooh, Matt said, my girlfriend and I stopped going to Whole Foods and New Seasons. Instead, we go to Safeway and Natural Grocers for our plant-based lifestyle. And they have really good deals. I don't want to support Nazis while shopping for my kale. Definitely not.
Fair enough.
Natural Grocer, is that... I feel like there's not that many of them.
Mm. Is that the one on MLK? Is there one on MLK near Cason's? What is that? Marketplace or something? Or is that Natural Grocer?
I don't remember. It's definitely not Market. You're thinking of Market of Choice or something.
Yeah, that's over on Burnside or Morrison. Anyways. All right. So, yeah. People are changing their shopping habits.
Oh, you said Natural Grocers is criminally underrated.
Oh.
Okay, so let's call it... We'll just leave that there. We're not going to talk about it anymore. And you know why?
They're all going to flood the zone.
They're going to flood the zone. The Natural Grocer that you go to.
Right.
Right. You'll never be able to get kale at the price that you know it to be.
Well, now you'll see us there.
And that.
Perusing.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Hope they got good drinks in there.
Aloe.
Yeah.
And.
Pomegranate.
Watermelon.
Yep. And the yerbas, the good flavors.
Oh, my God.
What? They're terrible flavors. People should not drink them. Yeah. So.
What are we going to talk about today, Ambush? Let me tell you.
Tell me.
Another, in local news,
mm-hmm.
We've had another mysterious death in Multnomah County's custody. And this is not a great segue. I should have thought this through. More local cats are infected or dead from the latest bird flu.
Bruh.
It's spreading. In national news, man learns Israelis are Arabs after hate criming. Whoopsie.
You dork.
And the airplanes keep falling in and out of flight. What is happening here?
You're gonna like that. No, I don't like it.
And when I say what is happening, I don't actually mean that.
Are there any concerns about air travel? Like, yeah. Personally for you? Like, you,
yes.
It's kind of like heightened, like, ooh, I don't know if I want
to. I'm not on a little, I haven't been on a Cessna in a minute. Mm-hmm. But yes, it doesn't matter. Let me not try and make a joke of it. It doesn't matter. This is terrifying in the way that this is a way that we travel.
Yeah.
And.
Millions of us.
Yeah. And not only should it be safe, like that seems very obvious, but when you seen the culmination of like decades and decades and decades of lobbying for deregulation, and then the deregulators / the ultra capitalists are now in charge. Like, I just don't understand the sewage brain that believes that you can deregulate, but also make better, but also be safe. And I don't understand the gamble of not keeping passengers safe. Mm-hmm. Like, if the idea is like, gotta cut costs on labor. Can't spend too much money on those planes getting maintained. Like,
mm-hmm.
Aren't you paying out a whole lot more money every time one falls out the sky? How many people do you have to pay off when people are injured because you have a crash landing because your gear didn't deploy? Like,
right.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But also, I don't understand the sewage brain of the people that are like, DEI is the reason everything's bad and we're going to take it away. And then also these, you know, books bad and truth bad and all of that so that we can live in what? Like, you cannot talk about America being great and having great things and all this wealth and yada, yada. And then very purposely steal all the money from all the people and leave them with absolutely nothing. Mm. And by that, I mean even safe air travel.
Yeah, I'm curious as to...
Which I'm not sure how anyone affords to get on a plane in this administration.
Yeah. What are the aviation happenings in other countries? Is it just us that is going through this rash of incidents? I'm curious. I am ever so curious. But yeah, it's definitely got me in a place where it's like, not really a huge fan of air travel right now.
Got a text that says, he straight up said SpaceX would do a better job doing air traffic control. It's a privatization power grab. 1,000%. 1,000% a privatization. Should we just maybe not even do the story now? Like, it is, because that's what it is. This is all. But to my point, I do not understand the power grab. Okay. It's the wrong words I'm using. I don't understand why there are certain people that want to be in charge of things, even though it will only make it worse.
I know why you don't understand.
Okay.
Because there is loyalty and royalty inside your DNA.
Goodbye.
You can't even fathom. You ask for me, you see what you
get. I want to know how long you were sitting there thinking, I can't wait to say this. Because it looked real smooth.
You know what's really, really cool about that? it was off top. It came to me literally 2 seconds before I said it. And I don't know where it came from. Divine influence, I would say.
Okay. So back to the point.
Okay.
The privatization, I understand how that makes money. I understand, you know, like, the reason that this welfare queen has as much money as he has is all of the private, I mean, all of the government contracts.
Yep.
That his businesses receive. And I also believe that that's what this is a privatization grab. And I still don't understand why people want to take things on in this, like, I'm a disruptor, so no one will work here. Like, who?
I don't want you to disrupt.
You guys are firing everybody everywhere all at once. And then saying you're going to pay them, which, yikes. Saying you're going to pay them for like 8 months or something, which certainly makes sense when you're talking about cutting down on waste.
Right.
All for you to either not hire people or to do it in a private sector so that you get to be the biggest employer and not the federal government. Oh, never mind. I guess I just said it. I just figured it out.
It's nasty.
Doesn't matter if the work is good.
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah.
No, not at all. No. Nope. It's going to have, what's the FAA, right? Going to clean that out and put a bunch of kids in there to run it.
Well, I mean, you know, kids play video games, and so they already know how to
flight simulators. They know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we will get in more to that story. And talk about what can be happening.
Yeah.
What we could see some folks doing.
I see you got my favorite mayor in here. Eric Adams.
Well, we are forever on an edge. And do you want me to, you know, hop right in real quick to just a quick little Adams watch?
Yeah.
So we already talked about the dirty deal that Trump and the administration and Adams made. And now New York is in full-blown political chaos. After Trump's Justice Department made the not so shocking decision to drop corruption charges against Mayor Eric Adams, 8 federal prosecutors resigned in protest. Governor Kathy Hochul is debating whether to remove Adams or let voters decide in June.
You're late, Kathy.
And AOC is calling for his resignation. Meanwhile, some Democrats are warning Hochul to stay out of it because, let's be real, this is already really messy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She should have removed him months ago.
Well, the charges are just charges, okay? The charges against Adam are bribery, wire fraud, and soliciting illegal campaign contributions, which are all tied to allegedly shady dealings with Turkey, because New York is the Istanbul of the world
of the West.
Of the West? Yeah, that's what he says. Also, the Israel of the West.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a trial, Trump's DOJ came in, pulled the plug, claimed a national security was at stake because Adams needs to communicate with federal officials on immigration and enforcement. Top prosecutors are fuming. Many called it a quid pro quo, basically accusing the DOJ of cutting Adams a deal in exchange for his political loyalty to Trump. And now a federal judge is stuck in the middle because Judge Dale Ho has to decide whether to approve the DOJ's request to dismiss the case. Legally, his hands are mostly tied. The courts almost always defer to prosecutors on cases they want to drop. But he can scrutinize the DOJ's reasoning and could call out any of the shady business dealings. Yeah. If he finds clear political interference, he could refuse to dismiss the case, but that would be, that'd be an interesting, although huge, move to make.
It'd be a principled move because
it'd be a resignation.
I'm sure. Yeah, Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, we accept your resignation.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Oh. Yeah. Because even if he doesn't, if he halts it there, the case could still not move forward if the prosecutors, you know, are in line with the DOJ, the remaining prosecutors, whoever decides to stay on.
Right.
If they decide not to move forward with it, then it just
sits. Then it just sits, yeah.
Yeah, and Eric.
And but you still have a criminally indicted mayor, and maybe that doesn't look as great to New York voters when it's time for...
It's like having a criminal indictment or an impeachment is kind of like a button, you know, on your sweater now, like a little brooch. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Have you even been indicted? How could we know you weathered the storm of leadership?
You know, honestly, yeah.
You hear it now.
I do. Yeah. I'm sure that's exactly how the people that are, kind of continuously indicted, and some of them looking at RICO charges, you know, maybe it's like, I mean, but was it even RICO?
I'm battle tested. Okay. Indicted, still here. Impeached, brought me back. Voted in again. The people's choice.
Yeah. This is
nasty.
This is ugly. It's nasty. Eric. Oh, hold on. Bless me. Eric Adams has found himself in that position of, wait, so I can't do all of this extra loud? And just so happens to be mayor, being a mayor of mayhem, you know, underneath like a president that. Who believes in all of that chaos. And honestly, is like, what is politics without a little quid pro quo?
Is it even really
what is any of this if we're not doing some backdoor deals and making sure that Turkish oligarch is able to open their building on time? Like, priorities, you know? Let's keep them straight.
Yeah. It's bad, man. It's really, really bad. I wish I had faith in New Yorkers voting him out. I really do. I really do wish I had that faith, but I don't.
What's your thought?
Well, he's going to have crazy donors that are going to, you know, whip things up, get the campaign materials out there, and really make this seem like, you know, it was an assassination attempt. It was an attempt to remove this black leader who has done so much and will continue to do so much, and, you know, with support from the current administration, which, you know, there's so much more that he can get done now.
He's sounding like the new MLK to me, you know? Like, he's really civil in the rights.
Yeah.
Making sure that everybody's got a shot.
New Yorkers get really upset, and I've seen movements. I've seen things happen. But I feel like him getting in the first place was just so outrageous to me.
Yeah.
It's like, how many of you guys are asleep at the wheel? This isn't even you know, covert in any sense of the word. He didn't like slip in. He was saying some very loud things and being very clumsy.
The man ran on bringing back stop and frisk after a day of it being gone.
Like, come on, man. Come on.
Like, he was real loud with it.
And now we're talking about he will be allowing ICE to enter prisons.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about Rikers specifically,
which is supposed to be closed.
Been supposed to be closed.
You know, human rights violations.
Left and right.
Uncountable at this point.
The Guantanamo Bay of the West.
Ooh.
You have people in Rikers that haven't been convicted of anything. That just can't afford to be out.
People in Rikers that haven't been charged.
Charged, nothing. Just can't afford to bail out. And now ICE can go in there and just pick people off.
And take them to the actual Guantanamo.
Yeah. From Guantanamo Light to Guantanamo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Super cool.
He is despicable. We love that. Like, he is absolutely despicable. And to watch... religious leaders like crowd around him and support him and lift him up and show up for all these little press engagements. It's just like, yeah, I don't have any faith that they're going to vote him out. I really don't. I really don't. Like, we're stuck with a Trump. What would make me think that New York wouldn't be stuck with an Eric Adams?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's,
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot of things at play for an Eric Adams to get elected. And I mean, we are going to continue to see that brand of candidate just repackaged, you know?
Yeah.
But like, where do the interests lie? That's, I mean, if your interests lie with really fundamentally changing people's lives for the better, you are going to have not only, you know, your opposing party against you, you will have your own party fighting against you so that their version of help or whatever, you know, is what gets chosen. And rough stuff.
Man.
Eric Adams is a fraud in like every sense of the word. Oh. And so it's no wonder that he and Trump, you know, have alignment in so many ways.
Absolutely.
And I just don't know how anybody trusts someone who is quick to like you're ready to break the law to deport people.
Yeah.
But you're, but we're a big deal cop there, and law and order matters so much. Got to get more police in the subways. Yeah. We, like, really, everything they do is just spend money on optics. And those optics harm the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Real consequences.
Yeah.
Real consequences.
Yeah. I didn't mean to be diminishing, like, no big deal that that's all they do. No, it's like real world harm at all times. Meanwhile, this dummy gets to be out here, you know, getting elected even though he didn't even live there and like was pretending to live in his son's basement apartment. Like, yeah, I live here by myself as a married man. Like, what?
Yeah.
The
walkthrough tour was wild. Yeah, so it's things like that, like the obvious things that, and he got in despite that. Oh, okay, right. Cool. It's his playground. Yeah, okay. Music break it is. We'll catch you guys in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
More news coming your way.
And we are back. A little Fleetwood Mac for you this Thursday morning at 8:15.
Little Mac Daddy.
On X-Ray FM. Really, Morgan? A little Mac Daddy? You want me to play some Crisscross? Is that what you're asking me?
Don't threaten me with a good time, buddy.
Take you back to the Lisa Frank days? Huh?
Yeah. Sorry, no one can see this, but I'm very much struggling with my glasses and my
hair
and my headphones.
Is it the braids?
Okay.
I believe so. If you were to ask me, shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Join the conversation about Morgan's braids.
No.
Oh. Babe.
That's not the conversation.
Listen, we are in the moment type of social commentary.
Listen, there's stories, and you could get started on one.
Did we decide which one we went to jump into first? I cannot remember. Are we going local? Are we going national?
I say you do your story about the Israeli thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Me likey. We're going to go national story. I don't know if you guys heard about what's happened down in Florida, but it's a Florida man type of thing.
It's definitely a Florida man story. I think
we can categorize that. In a chilling and tragic turn of events, a Jewish man in Florida opened fire on two Israeli tourists, thinking they were Palestinians. The 27-year-old shooter, Mordecai Brafman, made the deadly mistake in Miami Beach, and what followed was a nightmare fueled by a dangerous mix of ignorance, hate, and mistaken identity. The two Israeli men, a father and son, were driving around on vacation when Braffman, in a fit of rage, believed they were Palestinians, began shooting at their car, unloading 17 rounds. But here's the twist. Braffman got it completely wrong. The victims weren't Palestinians, but Israeli tourists. Thankfully, despite being injured, both men survived the attack. Braffman, who thought he was acting on behalf of a cause, now faces charges of attempted second-degree murder. This is not just a case of mistaken identity, though. It's a glaring example of the deep-rooted tensions and violence that have been escalating in the wake of Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and how prejudice and blind hatred can cause irreversible harm. Here's the kicker. The Council on American Islamic Relations is now calling for hate crime charges, underscoring how this tragic event is a part of a broader wave of anti-Palestinian violence. And it's not just about the shooting itself. This is a wake-up call to the dangers of ethnic and racial profiling and how these biases can tear apart communities. How do we even get here? How does a person in 2025 think they can resolve political tensions by taking matters into their own hands? How? Well, the unfortunate reality is that the current climate around global conflicts, particularly the Israeli-Palestinian issue, has become increasingly polarized. From social media echo chambers to misinformed public rhetoric, the lines between groups are being blurred, and that's putting everyone at risk. What can we do about it?
What can we do about it?
First, since you want to know so much,
we
have to address the deep-seated prejudice that allows these kinds of mistakes to happen in the first place. This isn't just about one man and one shooting. It's about the larger patterns of dehumanizing entire communities based on who they are, where they're from, or what they believe. The attack is now under investigation, but one thing is clear. We can't let this be the new normal. We have to work harder to bridge the gaps in understanding and foster an environment where people are seen for who they truly are, not just as labels to be feared or attacked. This is not just a story about a shooting. It's a painful reminder of the work we still need to do to break down the walls of prejudice and hatred. Whether we're talking about Palestinians, Israelis, or any group, we've got to come together and reject violence and fear-based thinking. Bullet point.
I cannot stand you.
I was so confused when this story first started like appearing in the social media. And I was just like, wait, what's happening?
So I want to make sure that I do understand.
Yeah.
A Jewish American man.
Yes.
A Jewish American Florida man.
Yes. That's got to be clear about that. There's a distinction.
Was riding around and getting it.
Riding around getting it.
And he saw two people that he was like, Arabs.
Yep.
Or Arabs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that sent him into a rage on itself.
A tizzy.
He believed these two people were Palestinian. And that just means you can't be here. Certainly the thinking tracks from, you know, the way that
it's Western thinking.
What is happening there? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mordecai was like, in this moment, I need to remove these people, not just from Florida.
Right.
It's from life. That's upon seeing them.
They can't be here. They shouldn't be. And they got to go.
Not cuss at them, not spit at them, not throw a rock at their car. Not, you know, pull over and block the car and berate them. They need to not exist just because I think they look like some Palestinians. So.
But then he found out, oh, no, both of these people are not just Jewish. They are Israeli.
And when did he find this part out? After the mugshot. Because he's smiling in this mugshot. Because he was bragging.
Because and he thought he killed them, right? Yeah. Like yeah. off rip, he was like, yeah, killed them because they needed to die.
Yeah.
And yeah. then he didn't. Nope. They luckily were not killed. Either one, definitely injured.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like 17 shots went off and maybe, you know, like 2 to 3 hit.
Yeah. One person was hit in the shoulder. The other person was grazed.
So he's also just a bad shot. I mean, thankfully.
Thankfully. Yeah.
You don't know. You're not great with a drive-by.
Yeah.
But so I want to know what he's saying now. Oh, no, my fellow brethren. Like, is that not your, you know?
Are you issuing apologies?
What's going to happen here? And. Also, 2+ and, do you really not understand what any of it means? You don't know that those Israeli people are Arabs?
Come on, bro.
Do you really not, do you just, your idea is Arab equals, I don't know. Because it's not just Muslim, right?
Right.
And... what a great picture to paint for people who are on the side of genocide going, aren't they, you know, awful animals that are here to kill us and whatever, whatever. Can we not tell y'all apart? The people on your side don't know the difference between you and the enemy?
Right.
Huh?
The perceived enemy.
Well, certainly not an actual enemy. Mm-hmm.
I say that because, you know, whoever, this is a great illustration, is whoever you perceive, whether they are actually Palestinian or not, whoever you perceive to be, going to deal with you accordingly. The Jerry Seinfeld of it all.
Where is Michelle? And where is P-Town? I'm sorry.
It's all
right. I didn't even mean to say that out loud.
Yeah. There's a question that was rolling around the back of your mind.
Fiance, something's happening and I don't know. I'm just going to say it in real time. I walked in here with energy. I am, as we are speaking, there is, I don't know, energy being drained from my body and my eyes are getting heavy and I don't understand what has happened.
What's going on in here?
What are they pumping in here?
Yeah, what's coming? Uh-huh. Agent Orange.
Well, MJ Ultra.
Yeah.
Something's going on. I'm losing all my steam. And I haven't been awake long enough to lose it.
Yeah. Need some coffee.
This is rough.
But did you see that?
Did I see what? I'm sorry.
That video floating around social media where someone was with Jerry Seinfeld. Like, I think he's like walking up on him. He was like, yeah, free Palestine. He was like, I don't care about Palestine.
Yep. Yeah. That was fun. That's cool. You know what I do appreciate? Honesty.
Well, yeah. You know what?
I'm going to continue to say this. I appreciate the honesty that the folks get. I don't love what you're honest about. I don't necessarily love when you choose to be honest. But I'd much rather know that you do or you don't, or, you know, and when it comes to something like being okay with people being decimated and you can like, I don't care. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know more from you. I don't, he doesn't never have to say another thing.
Right. At all. Brooke just popped up.
I'm in trouble. She said, and you didn't just ask about me. I wait until 8:45 to ask where you are because we do not know if you're showing up or not. Okay, Brooke? Forever and always, team us, okay? Let's not be divided in front of any of the other fiancés. I am always looking for you.
She said, I just joined late, as always.
See? See what I mean? We're here together. Good morning, Brooke. Thank you for being here. Look at that. I got a little bit of energy from Brooke.
Just that. You see her first text? Yeah, fix my eyes, try to read it properly. Last night, I watched the film Israelism, and I can't recommend it enough.
Mm.
It shows the extreme indoctrination of Jewish Americans in Israel.
Mm.
It is brainwashing a complete racism. Wow.
What's it called? Israelism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm watching today.
Boom. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that Seinfeld move, like, we're here for no men with proclivities for the minors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
he's on a slow Bill Maher what's the name? Path. It's just he's like a couple of steps behind him, but they're the same person. Like, they're moving forward the same way. The youth proclivities.
Yeah. Oh, does Bill Maher also have that? I mean, I would not in any way be shocked. But.
Yeah, it's there. It's there. It's not as.
I guess I'll just say groomer's gonna groom, huh?
Yeah.
And those groomers are not gonna care about genocide.
Where is the time? Where is the time? I am too. What? Where?
Yuck. Like, yeah, can't stand that dude anyway, but do continue to speak your truth, King. You know? No. Tell the world how you feel so that we can continue to stop supporting you and all the things you do.
Nasty.
He keeps getting like children stuff too, and that bothers me just in the way of the rebranding that gets to happen when you become when you're a celebrity of a certain age, and then people want to look at you like a dad, and you get to be the voice of every animated character for like 15 years, you know, like, and then all these kids have no idea that you are a total piece of
refuse
things.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Nasty.
Let me get a music break, Ambush.
All right.
Recharge or something.
Give you a music break.
Put the battery in my back. Brooke's here. I gotta be good.
What does that mean?
No, like I gotta be ready.
At the top of your game.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Cool. Be right back.
Thanks. This is not so good.
Okay.
But got to jump into the local stories, and neither one of our local stories. And let me tell you how much I scoured. There's nothing good happening here except for downtown has in fact bounced back.
Hello.
The holidays, I believe, was the headline. So we got that going for us, but otherwise everything still is in fact on fire. The federal government is also crushing us, and the cats are getting harmed, and
hello,
you know. But this story is, we do not have enough information yet, which is another reason why I am an anti-carceral person and do not believe that police make us safer. But we've had another tragic death of a Portland man in police custody, and we'll get into that.
No.
In a heartbreaking turn of events, the death of 39-year-old Dominique Ware in Portland has left the community searching for answers. Ware, a black man, died while in police custody after being arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service last week. His death, which occurred at the Multnomah County Detention Center, has sparked outrage and concern as details surrounding the arrest and his untimely passing remain unclear. The sheriff's office hasn't released specifics about the reasons for Ware's arrest, and this is where things get to be a little murky. We don't know if it was something as simple as a traffic stop or if there were more serious circumstances involved, but what we do know is that Ware's death has raised questions about accountability in law enforcement. The U.S. Marshals Service which made the arrest is a federal agency that often handles individuals wanted for federal crimes. But here, the lack of transparency has fueled public outcry because this isn't just one guy. This speaks to a bigger pattern that continues to show up in Portland across the country and even globally. Black people being disproportionately impacted by police actions, many times with fatal consequences. As of now, Ware's death is under investigation by the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office and the Oregon State Police. The family, understandably, is demanding answers. They want to know exactly what happened to their loved one, and the community is rallying around them, calling for justice and transparency. This case also adds to a troubling history of deaths in police custody, especially involving Black individuals. You can't help but to think about the larger systemic issues at play here, why is it that time and time again, we're seeing situations like this unfold? Ooh, would help if I didn't totally I just scrolled the whole thing. while we wait, is that right?
Yep.
While we wait for more answers, this is a critical moment for Portland to ask, what are we going to do to ensure that this doesn't happen again? And more importantly, how do we hold those in power accountable to make sure the people of Portland, especially those who are most vulnerable, are treated with dignity and respect? Mm-hmm. The thing that is really tricky about this particular case is the marshals won't tell us why he was arrested. The county won't tell us why he was arrested. The marshals, he was set to be released. He was about to be released and died in custody. And by died in custody means they tried to save him. They said that they gave life-saving measures at the detention center. But the timing is a little tricky too, because it was like 7:30 in the morning when they started doing that, and then he died at the hospital, like 11:45 at night.
And they're not saying what he caused the death.
Not yet. Not yet. These kind of it's just tragic. I feel like we've used that word a lot today, but when they don't have answers, and then when you realize that so many people that work law enforcement jobs really have no regard for even their own power in situations, it's just sort of like, I just go to work, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to do here. I mean, again, the same people who will spend more time trying to cover up the fact that they didn't do the one thing in their job, like make the rounds that they're supposed to make.
Right.
They would rather, you know, try and hide that and obfuscate that than. And it's almost as if, you know, you think that there's a consequence that could happen to you, which is hilarious. Is because.
This, yeah. Actually deserving of a consequence.
They don't even lose their jobs. Even after the, now I've done a crime.
Right. There's the crime. There's the covering up or lying about the crime.
Yep.
And then they still retain employment across the board.
Across the board. And maybe there wasn't ever an actual crime in the beginning. And then they start to cover it up and it Which becomes that. Yeah, Whoa. It becomes that. Like. There, I understand we have a very toxic culture of people not being able to say that they made a mistake or take accountability for the thing that they did or responsibility. Everyone wants to do the, I don't know who ate that last cookie in the office and there's only four of us, you know?
Just kick the can down the road.
Just, I get it. And also, absolutely not. All of these positions that come with power, that inherently have a power dynamic built in. You don't just get to be like flippant with that.
No.
And certainly not when people die and you're just on, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why are the U.S. Marshals arresting people right now? And I know that there's job. But this person.
Yeah, why don't we know anything?
Why don't we know? That's what they were arrested for, right, or held in custody for.
And now you're about to release this person. And then.
Because all we're told is that person was supposed to be released.
Right.
That's it.
So whatever this person endured while being in custody, not being charged, all of that just disappears now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. What's cool to talk about? I mean, we're gonna investigate it. We will get to the bottom of it, you know? Like, we're gonna find out what happened there. No, they're not. They don't. It's not gonna happen.
No. No. Well, I'm glad people are on top of it, asking for answers. I hate to sound so cynical, but the faith that we actually get some. it's bleak. But I mean, again, this goes along with the occupation. It allows you to conduct yourself this way. And there's no requirement of you actually filing any type of report with a modicum of truth in it.
Bruh.
You literally could say whatever you want to until video evidence shows up to counter it.
And that's normally how that goes. So just don't forget that part.
Yeah. So when, you know, it's sent to news outlets and reporters are reading it from their desk, this is the version that has no video to substantiate it.
Right.
That's the news we're getting. Terrible. Terrible.
Bruh.
I'm going to jump into this bird flu story.
Hit it.
Because Kaylin called me last night and was like, Dad, this bird flu situation, are you hearing about it?
It's getting out of hand.
It's getting out of hand.
Well, it makes sense.
Portland area house cats are catching it too. And then the twist, straight out of a pet owner's worst nightmare, the culprit might be contaminated raw pet food. Shush. At least four cats in Multnomah. These four cats in Multnomah and Clackamas counties have died from the H5N1 avian flu since December after eating raw pet food from Wild Coast Raw, a company based in Olympia, Washington. Tests confirms that both the sick cats and the food contain the virus. Meanwhile, in Washington County, another cat, this one an outdoor hunter, was euthanized after likely contracting bird flu from wild ducks or geese. And just when it seemed like things couldn't get worse, a Portland household recently rushed five cats to an animal hospital with suspected bird flu. Two didn't survive. Experts are urging pet owners to avoid feeding raw poultry products to their cats, especially as bird flu continues spreading. If your cat shows symptoms like lethargy, trouble breathing, or odd neurological behavior, get them to a vet ASAP. This outbreak is a serious reminder that raw pet food, already controversial, can carry some real risk. And if your cat is the type to sneak a bite of something they shouldn't, now might be a good time to keep a closer eye on them.
Okay, I have questions.
Give them to me.
The questions are more for our fiancés. But, I mean, you may know the answers. I am allergic to cats, so I clearly do not keep them around.
That you know of.
What? Well, I would know. I wouldn't be around.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Raw cat food. What do they mean by that?
I'm unfamiliar with raw.
What do they mean?
Cat food or raw pet food.
Fiancés, do you know of this phenomenon? Are you feeding, like, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
I'm asking this question very genuinely. There's zero judgment. I don't know anything about. I don't have pets.
Yeah. All I know is that people spend a lot of time prepping meals for their pets. When I used to have a dog a long time ago, I'm buying a bag of kibble. You know what I'm saying? Dry foods, what I knew.
Right.
But, there was a period in which I had a cat, too. And I did the canned wet cat food for a little while. And then I think eventually, I don't know, I think maybe I did stick with that. I don't know. But nowadays, people are doing a lot of their own prep and cooking for their pets and, you know, getting it together. So the idea of feeding your pets, purposely feeding them raw food, is new to me. I know, like, you know, cats hunt. They go and kill birds and mice and eat and do whatever they want with them. But, like, as a pet owner, I'm not familiar with anyone that feeds their pets any raw meat.
I mean, that's my thing. Like, I again, not familiar as a pet owner. Mm-hmm. Definitely many pets in, you know, other families' lives. I have been seeing the make dog food firsthand for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But does someone just hand their cat like a raw piece of chicken? Like, is
while,
that
while they're making dinner that night?
I'm just trying to like, what's the?
I've seen people do that with their dogs.
Just raw.
That's not uncommon. Just... Oh yeah.
Okay.
Just throw a little something down there real quick while cooking.
But okay. I think this is Brooke says pet owners, dogs too, think raw food is better for their animals. you can unit frozen, refrigerated, or freeze-dried. Believe it or not, it's more expensive.
I believe it.
I believe that. If someone says, oh, this is better for your... It's a, just a ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Another text. My friend had... Oh, hey, Matt. My friend had stopped feeding her cat raw food because of the bird flu. There is a raw pet food store here. Of course there is. there definitely has to be. If someone's doing it, there's a store in Portland for it.
Brooke said, I have all the pets. Chickens, too.
Oh.
Brooke, y'all got chickens? Oh, man.
But you also got coyotes in your neighborhood. What are you doing? Chill. Do you have a coop?
Chill, Brooke.
Matt said that store is on Burnside.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
And it comes frozen. Okay. Okay.
News you can use.
Yeah. News that I needed. Because I honestly, I just don't know any of this stuff. Yeah, and so... Same. Anytime I'm like, well, okay, I guess I could understand, you know, like try and make sense of it, but I really don't know. And so Matt was do you know if your friend's cat was like loving the raw? And then now that they had to take it away for the moment, are they having a hard time? What do they eat when they're not eating that diet?
That was going to be my next question. Is it back to canned cat food? What are we doing?
Why fancy am I feast? So intrigued by what the cats are eating?
Huh? A little fancy feast, maybe? Peel that back.
Little things could kill me.
Man.
But I'm not looking to kill them. You know, I want them
to be clear.
Want them to eat well and live their great life.
Moody lives.
Yeah, they seem pretty mean, but that nothing to do with me.
Well. Yeah, I was raised in that Disney school of thought as a young youth where dogs are boys and cats are girls.
What?
Yeah.
No, stop. Yeah. What?
As a young youth. Yeah. That's just,
Dogs were...
Dogs are boys, cats are girls.
That's Disney indoctrination?
Elementary school.
Okay. Disney,
around that time period. Yeah, what are we talking
about? Cats are to girls.
Cats are to girls, bro. I don't have a cat. I got a dog.
Cats
to girls. Yeah. So by the time I had any like relationships with cats, they weren't positive in the way that they always seemed like they were being mean and scratching at you and hissing. It's just like, you guys are to girls. That's why.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah. Now you're supposed to be engaging and interacting with you. Where's the dog at? Yeah.
I loved cats, and one of my cousins had a kitten, and his name was Smokey, and I loved him, and Smokey, cute little kitten. Mm-hmm. And then I had an interaction at elementary school. Like, it was, I think, second or third grade. Mm-hmm. Someone brought their cat to show and tell, and I was loving on that cat.
Aww.
Put that cat everywhere. Just snuggled it, rubbed my face on it. Look at this cute little cat. And then all of a sudden I was like.
That's when your allergy kicked in?
Yeah, I think it was third grade. No, it had to be fourth or fifth. Doesn't matter. But that timing doesn't matter. It was definitely at school. I had never had an allergic reaction to anything ever at all. And I got hives like all over my face. My eyes swole shut and my throat was closing and my lips were big. Like everything. I was a mess.
Oh my gosh.
And my dad came and got me and was like,
what'd you guys do to my kid?
What are we doing? What happened to her?
This is how I sent you to school.
What is going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh,
loving on that cat. Since. Huh?
And stayed with you ever since.
To this day. I can smell that cat over there, you know?
Wow.
And I used to, like, at my grandma had a cat for a very long time. And I would be able to...
What was the cat's name?
There were two different animals. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I didn't care.
It was the cat.
The cat was in the way.
Right.
Like... I'd go to my grandma's and then I'd have to stand on the back porch because
the cats
were killing me
all over the house. Oh no.
It's awful. I don't remember that cat's name.
Diablo. That's
really my Aunt Margot's cat, but then you know, comes my grandma's cat because, oh, that's my baby now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Getting all the attention.
Grandma, your baby is keeping me at bay.
Can't
I'm
even
your real
be over
baby.
Here. Right. Can't even be over here. This is crazy. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So you feed the cats raw meat. Who knew?
Man, that's a tough one if your cat's a hunter and they're used to, you know, they're indoor, outdoor cat and they're just out there, you know, frolicking, doing their thing.
Yeah.
I keep them in the house.
But if you're, yeah, if you're in, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Not the cool, indoor man. Cats have the wherewithal? Do they have the enzymes? They got the stomach for the raw meat?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sure.
Not cool.
I just, we don't have enough time to go over the plane stuff in depth, but mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that we're all keeping our eyes on the things, on the prize, but on the things that are happening as the administration is telling us one thing and then the other thing is happening, right? Mm-hmm. And we've already talked about how the Reagan administration definitely has quite the hand in where we are today with the FAA, very specifically. Mm-hmm. But you may have forgotten that, huh?
I was saying the air traffic controllers and what happened with all that.
Right. But you may not remember that in 2017, in the beginning of Trump's first term.
First of three, guys.
I did not like that.
I just want to keep calling it out there. First of three terms, guys.
He'd already, you know, laid the groundwork for this too. So I guess I'll just try and be quick with this. But yesterday in Arizona, two small planes collided midair near Marana, I'm probably saying that wrong, regional airport, just outside of Tucson. The crash involved a Cessna 172S and a Lancair 360 MK2. Sadly, two people on board were killed, but the Cessna pilot managed to make a safe emergency landing despite all of the chaos. The Federal Aviation Administration, otherwise known as the FAA, called that airport an uncontrolled field. Meaning it doesn't have an operating air traffic control tower. Pilots use a common traffic advisory frequency to announce their positions to other pilots nearby. Okay. But even at uncontrolled fields, pilots must comply with federal aviation regulations. This tragic incident is a part of a disturbing pattern of mid-air collisions and aviation safety concerns, raising serious questions about travel oversight. Despite advances in aviation technology, the incidents are growing in numbers, and it's clear that safety protocols are still in dire need of attention. There's a growing list of these incidents, too, but I want to get to the point I'll get to the point of that. Under the first Trump administration, the FAA faced deep underfunding and regulatory rollbacks, part of a broader trend of deregulation that led to the thinning of safety oversight in the aviation industry. So we had the Reagan push, and then we had the Trump push.
Right.
The FAA's ability to ensure consistent safety checks was severely impacted as the Trump administration slashed the budget and even sought to privatize some aspects of air traffic control. In March 2017, President Trump proposed a budget that included a 13% reduction in the Department of Transportation's discretionary spending, which encompasses the FAA. And the proposal aimed to eliminate the Essential Air Service Program, a vital initiative that subsidizes air travel to rural and underserved communities. There are so many things happening with this story and with what this administration is doing by gutting all of these things to then be able to privatize it later, to be able to, I don't know. They'll be the ones in control of the laws. So maybe I don't have anything to worry about with people being able to sue you know?
Right. Right. That's going to be gone.
Those industries. Yep. There is bipartisan concern emerging over this uptick in aviation incidents, but they're calling for hearings. And y'all want to talk to the people at the FAA who barely have jobs. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
So on top of that, I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush through mm-hmm. a couple of things, but yeah. on top of that, you have Trump turning on Zelensky and calling him a dictator. Yeah. And just yesterday, Republicans don't know what to do. They are like, wait, what? So not only are we the ones that are completely gutting and ruining the FAA and air travel as we know it, but also two plus and we have spent all this money on Ukraine because we was told that Russia was the biggest enemy in the world next to China, and now you are opening wide for him.
Right. As to be expected.
As to be expected.
Right. Right.
But they are confused, and it got them out here looking like, which way do we go?
Yeah. I mean, we know what we're doing. This is totally, you know, what's happening? No. It's, you know.
He called him a dictator without elections. What? You told your people this is the last time you'll have to vote. You'll never have to vote again.
P-Town said in regards to the FAA stuff, the uptick in incidents. So it's just to make folks scared to fly away from here.
Actually, making more sense now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a day.
What's the over and under, guys? what's scary to me is watching all of these things that are happening in the first 100 days of the administration. We're still in the first 100 days of the administration. All these things that the Republicans are, you know, either rolling back or just doing away with. That's one thing, right? There's an additional, like, shelf full of fear, volumes of fear for me, that if at any point when the Democrats are back in control, are they going to reverse any of this stuff? Like, a new path forward, which includes committees and investigations.
Listen, I'm going to need a luncheon about it, okay?
Yeah.
What I like to do is have my rubber chicken over a chat about what we could and couldn't have done. I don't love to fix a problem.
Yeah, we can't just jump in, because that's what they did, right? They just jumped in and made a bunch of changes. We need time to look at these.
Let's get pragmatic, yeah. You know? Strategy.
The Hakeem Jeffries of it all.
What's, Prestige Worldwide. Very, very, Hakeem Jeffries is Prestige Worldwide.
Prestige Worldwide. Why? You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in the Hale and Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Well, before we get out of here, last week we were able to give that news you could use that there was no food pantry at Equitable Giving Circle because of the snow. And I just want to say out loud, AJ can correct me. As far as I understand, there will definitely be pantry today. So.
Mutual aid tings.
Yeah. Food, free food for Black and brown individuals. Equitable Giving Circle, making sure that everybody eats.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for any way to be volunteering, to getting tapped in with community, to give back. Also another place for you to start your volunteer journey.
Yeah.
See what they've got going for you.
Yep, yep.
So you can go to equitablegivingcircle.org for all that inf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's another episode brought to you by Morgan Jones and one DJ Ambush and our podcast editor Kyle G of Residual Audio.
Ba, 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 ba,
well, Kyle, see you all in the dock.
Kyle was in the dock last night. I was like, oh no, he's going to know that I work on this way late instead of having it done like a person who's supposed to.
Kyle don't sleep, bro. Kyle don't sleep. We had the playlist updated. Kyle's getting the text in here. The majority of them are already in here. So you'll see those in the episode description. Listen, y'all already know what the situation is, but we'd love to remind you every single week. Don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And we really mean that.
Yeah, we mean that a lot.
Yeah. Stay engaged with us all week. Follow us on the socials at News of My Fiance. And you follow me at ScamBeezy. And Morgan Jones at Portland Morgan. Thank you so much for listening. Portland Morgan's quite clever.
I should get some follows just based on the name. You know?
Okay.
Bye.